I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. The Brazilian agriculture minister announced on Wednesday the country's Chamber of Foreign Trade has approved a recommendation to impose a 20% tariff on U.S. ethanol imports after a 600 million liter tariff rate quota. Brazilian media reporting the tariff will be in effect for 2 years. It'll make it much more difficult for U.S. ethanol to access that large and growing market. U.S. Grains Council, Renewable Fuels Association, and Growth Energy issuing a joint statement saying they were disappointed and discouraged to see the ruling in Brazil. The statement says, given the tremendous volume of information we provided to Brazil that demonstrated how misguided a tariff would be, it seems politics prevail. They say imposing a tariff on U.S. ethanol will only hurt Brazil's consumers, driving up costs when they fill up at the pump. The ethanol industry exploring its options following the Brazilian decision to impose tariffs. About 8% of ethanol produced in the United States is exported, with Brazil accounting for about a fourth of all U.S. exports. So Brazil's decision to levy that tariff on imports will no doubt have some effect on U.S. producers. It will be that much more expensive to export to Brazil. The Brazilian Minister of Agriculture, Livestock and Supply, Mauro Maggi, announced the tariff would take effect again after that 600 million liter tariff rate or quota, or about 158.5 million gallons. Bob Dineen, President and Chief Executive Officer of the Renewable Fuels Association, said his group is still looking at potential options in response. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he is concerned with some of President Trump's talk on trade, saying congressional leaders have a selling job to convince people that trade is a winner for America. It's the latest evidence of growing tension between the president and the Senate Republican leader. McConnell's comments came at the Kentucky State Fair yesterday. He said the assumption that every free trade agreement is a losing proposition for America is largely untrue. McConnell said that accounting for all of the nation's free trade agreements, the U.S. sells far more than it buys. McConnell also praised the administration for repealing some Obama-era regulations. Well, the Farm Journal Crop Tour is done. Their final estimates will come later on this afternoon. Yield reports for Iowa yesterday came in at 179.8 bushels per acre for an average for the state of Iowa. That figure is down from the three-year average of 182.3 and certainly lower than the Department of Agriculture forecast crop of 188 bushels an acre this year. Iowa came in far below a USDA figure, and that was along with a number of other states. The Illinois yield at 180.7 is under the USDA's 188. The Indiana yield at 171.25 is under the USDA's 173. The Nebraska crop, the USDA said 183 bushels per acre. The Pro Farmer Tour came in at 165.4, but traditionally the area they serve is about 15 bushels an acre under the USDA. So if you count those figures, it's a 180 versus 183. Ohio saw the USDA forecast their crop at 171, but the Farm Journal Tour came in at 164.6. Only South Dakota and Minnesota came in above the USDA figure. South Dakota at just, say, 148 per bushels per acre is above the USDA's 140. And Minnesota, the garden spot of the country, at 191.5 bushels per acre, well above the Department of Agriculture's forecast for an average yield of 183. Again, the Pro Farmer, or rather the Farm Journal Midwestern Tour, will offer their forecast for the size of this year's crop later this afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network.